Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Baby, you're my greatest love for several reasons.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
How cocky does he get about his fishing, by the way? The other day, we're sitting there in a meeting, and we're talking about potential listener gatherings and stuff. And John Lopez, just unsolicited, just sits there with a little smirk on his face. You know how John Lopez smiles. He's got that little smirk on his face. Face brightens up. Puts his arms across his chest. And goes, oh, we'll fill that bitch up.
This is In the Loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Driver!
It's Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is hump day. For some more than others, especially the Houston Rockets out there having lots of sex in Los Angeles.
What?
I'll give you some proof of that a little later on in the show. OG John Lopez. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Numero 179. It is day two of Clowny Watch. Figgy Fig. Keeping us on the air, and the offseason is upon us. There's lots of speculation. There's lots of crazy takes that we got for you. Stanford Rout is going to join the show. He's going to talk about this Clowny thing. He's going to talk about your crazy take about Rob Gronkowski that we'll get to at 11 o'clock.
It's not crazy if it's true.
It really might not be.
I'm going to convince you.
It might not. It really might
not
be.
And all the loopholes are going to rub their chin and say, you know, that OG is right.
It really might not be that crazy.
Episode 179, shout out to Ray Childress.
Shout out to Ray Childress. Shout out to whoever you want to shout out to. Mm-hmm. Who are you shouting out to? 713-572-4610. But it is day two of the Jadeveon Clowney ability for the Texans to tag him day, if you will. I don't really know how to label this. I don't know what
franchise
to call it.
Tag window?
Franchise tag window day two. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe we could see a trade involving Jadeveon Clowney. Could the Texans trade Jadeveon Clowney? If the reports are true that the Texans don't like his work ethic, then what's preventing them from at least entertaining the possibility of sending a guy with that kind of talent to another team? I would be open to the idea. It seems like all indications point to the Oakland Raiders for now, the future Los Angeles Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders. And a lot of people are saying, well, why don't you just call the Raiders and see if they would be interested in Clowney? And I thought about that, and the thing that came to mind is, who is the current general manager of the Oakland Raiders, Mr. Lopez?
That would be one John Gruden. Well, he's the head coach, but he also making all the decisions as general manager.
Well, it would be Mike Mayock.
Mike Mayock. What am I thinking? Mike Mayock came in.
Mike Mayock is now the general manager of the Raiders, and Mike Mayock has been an analyst for a long time over there at NFL Network.
He loved him some Clowny.
He did or did he not?
Well, he had Mac over him.
I went to the tape. And I tried to see if maybe, just maybe, the Raiders, who have all these draft picks because of all the trades they've been making, would be interested in Clowney. So I went back in time to before the 2014 draft when mm-hmm. Clowney was selected. And this is what Mike Mayock had to say about J.D. Clowney before the draft.
It's got nothing to do with the on the field with him. It's what's his work ethic, what kind of kid's he going to be. And at the end of the day, does he want to be the best football player in the NFL? If he works like that and follows through on it, he will be. I am scared to death. I know what kind of football player I'm getting, but I need the rest of it. I need him to be an all-pro every year. Mm-hmm. If I don't think he's going to be that.
Yeah.
Well,
he hadn't been an All-Pro.
He's been an All-Pro once.
Once.
All-Pro second team 2 years ago when the team went 4-12. But you hear that, and all these people that are talking about the Raiders and could you call the Raiders, I don't think you're going to get a king's ransom for J.D. Clowney. And I'll take it a step further because we're sitting here speculating about Clowney. You think that they should slap the franchise tag on him. I think they should slap the franchise tag on him. I don't think there's too many people, including myself, that think that you give him a six-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this all could have been avoided had the Texans, when they had that number one overall pick, done what now Raiders GM, then NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock said that he would have done had he had that number one pick.
Mike, you have been high on Khalil Mack. Would you take him over Clowney right now?
Well, I had Mack number one on my board back at the Combine, and I haven't seen anything that would change my mind. As a matter of fact, if Houston doesn't trade down, you can probably tell my answer from my top 100 list.
Of all the things that we talk about, and we always talk about what could have been, what could have been, if the Texans had selected Khalil Mack instead of Jadeveon Clowney, in the words of John McClain, the NFL Hall of Famer who was on Mad Radio earlier today, could you imagine what the hell would have happened with this team had Khalil Mack been opposite J.J. Watt instead of Clowney?
Can you imagine?
I'm telling you, can you imagine? And he would still be here. He would be, just imagine.
Very rich.
Plus, he would be in the right defense. You know, and I go back to that, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I think it's crucial in terms of Clowney. Khalil Mack on the outside in this defense would be just a bear. Actually, he'd be a Texan. But you know what I mean.
He is a bear now, though.
That's right.
So he actually is a bear. So you got a little bit going.
I was
there.
Kind of right. Yes, exactly.
It's kind of amazing because I guess I don't know. I'm sure most teams would have done what the Texans did and taken the superior talent in J.D. Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
But make no mistake about it. If we go back and we go back to that draft and we just redo it, Clowney's not going any earlier than third. Because you're going to have Aaron Donald, you're going to have Khalil Mack, and then maybe you have Clowney. It's just amazing that, you know, things come full circle. Bill O'Brien's first draft, and here we are. That they don't. I'm not going to say that they're displeased with J.D. Clowney, but they feel like they could be getting more than what they're getting.
They didn't make a bad decision, but they didn't make their best decision. And because that, I mean, it's not a bad decision with Clowney. He's been more than good. He's been very good, and I think he's had some great moments. The injuries have kind of set him back, but it wasn't the best decision they could have made. It absolutely was not.
And now we're in a situation where it's day two, the clock is ticking, and we don't know what exactly the Texans are going to do. It's a hump day in the loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. I will say the Texans, I think, have gotten some breaks, though, this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've gotten a couple breaks in regards to the schedule. And these are the three breaks that I believe that the Texans have gotten. And we'll get more into this Clowney stuff when Stanford Rout joins us at 1240. How would he handle Jadeveon Clowney? We'll talk to the former NFL cornerback at 1240. But the game in game against Jacksonville in London,
mm-hmm.
It's a road game. So you don't lose a home game if you're the Houston Texans. So
right.
We'll chalk that down as a break.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, that's always the case with Jacksonville. They always have to play a home game in London. But it's good for the Texans. There's going to be a lot of Texans fans there. They're always on the road anyway, even in Jacksonville. But there's going to be a lot of Texans in London.
Break number two, Cam Newton, his shoulder. He hurt it. He injured his shoulder. When you have a first-place schedule like the Texans, you'll take any break you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So if that break could even be more maximized. Look, the best thing that could happen to the Texans is week one, they host the Carolina Panthers at NRG.
And really, it could be, in fact, I would if I had to bet, I would bet that Cam Newton's going to miss the entire year. Just based on what his owner said, based on the success that Andrew Luck has had by sitting out himself. So it might be a moot point. I mean, everybody's going to catch a break against the Panthers, but if you want to put the odds in your favor, it's better to play the Panthers early than late.
Yeah, that's what you want. But even if you play them late, there's reports that Cam Newton could actually miss the entire season. So, I mean, if he misses the entire season, that's a break. And break number three,
mm-hmm.
And this is something that John Lopez very strongly disagrees with. You're not going to want to miss this take at 11 o'clock because this is, of all your takes,
mm-hmm.
This might be your best one yet.
You think so?
I think this might be
some
your
really
best
good ones.
One yet.
Think about it.
It's a good one. I think I might disagree with it, but mm-hmm. But I like where your head's at here.
Okay.
Gronk retiring with the New England Patriots. Drew Rosenhaus has come out and said in the coming weeks we'll know whether or not Gronk's going to play football again. People close to the situation seem to be leaning towards Gronk being done. We all remember Gronk last year against the Houston Texans. He had a decent week one, 7 catches, 123 yards, and a touchdown, despite the fact he was the only guy that you needed to focus on. Imagine that,
mm-hmm.
T.Y. Hilton. But Gronk retirement, would be a break for the Houston Texans, according to me, but not according to the
OG. What I mentioned to you, and we'll dig in at 11 a.m., is be careful what you wish for with Gronk retiring. Now, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, this is one of, right behind T.Y. Hilton, he's probably the biggest receiver that's a Texans killer. I mean, he's done it year after year after year. Nobody can cover him on this thing. Yes, but be careful what you wish for by Gronk retiring, and I'll explain.
And I can't wait for that. That's at 11 o'clock. 10:40, the Rockets are having a lot of sex. A lot of sex. And this isn't irresponsible speculation, which mm-hmm. I've been known to do. I got proof of this. They've been having lots of sex. And speaking of sex, the most hated guy in Houston has some rules when it comes to sex. And I think the OG might like it because there's proof that this guy keeps his bitch or bitches in pocket. We'll hear that at 10:40. Yeah, there are ways to do it, and he has a whole list of it. But coming up next, the loss of the Honey Badger keeps looking more and more possible. I'm thinking it could be a nightmare, but the OG thinks it might not be that big of a deal. That's next. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Right. The Honey Badger.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.